that in hip hop, Young Dolph, we can. We still in this mug.
Yes, sir.
We still in this mug. I think the last joint you said we was about to turn up. I'm about to turn up on the Young Dolph week. All right, man. Look, Young Dolph, 16 zips. You already know what it is. Can we turned all the way up. I think the way I could sum up this one project with one word is energy. Mm-hmm. The way from beginning to end. You know how we typically say, you know, you want to mix it up. You want to give it. Nah, hell nah. This is his version of Cabin Fever, Ken.
Really?
Well, I'm just
that's how you describe it?
I'm just saying, it's nothing but fucking big beats and big energy.
Is, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, no, I think this is way better. It was way better than Cabin Fever. But, man, like, when we listen to East Atlanta, Memphis, which still sounds amazing, by the way, that name, and in that first mixtape, this is the growth. This is the 10,000 hours that you have to put in to refine your craft. Everything that Young Dolph sounds like here is just more honed in, more confident in the artist that he is and how he wants to say things and what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? And this is growth. And this shit is hard as fuck. Can't this is look, if you in the gym, put this on. How long is this motherfucker right here? This is 41 minutes. If you're going to be on that treadmill for 30 to 45 minutes, put this on. I guarantee you, you won't even feel how long you've been on there. Because this is going to get you right through it. But, man, that joint with T.I. Ken, that's that shit. And then you know what, too? This is when you started seeing the features. He's gaining traction in the industry. You know what I'm saying? People starting to fuck with him. Because that joint with T.I. was hard. But Jada? Oh, man, I didn't even know. Bro, when that shit came on, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit hard. This shit hard. And then you already know when Jada come on. I'm like, okay, this is the ascension, you know what I'm saying, of Young Dolph right here, man. This project is really fucking good.
Yeah, man, like, this shit was fucking nuts, man. And I think he set it off right with Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
That shit had me so fucking hype. Bro. I was like, yo, that's probably the best song here. That beat was fucking nasty.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. I was like, I love that he started it with that one, but it was hard to match that with other. He came close with other ones. For me, man, I was like, oh man, Jesus Christ. That shit was so damn fucking crazy. Yeah, All She Wanna Do, that fucking beat is nasty on that one too. That shit goes hard as well. Jay Fizzle, I don't know who the fuck Jay Fizzle is.
Me neither.
But yeah, he was a feature on there. Back Against the Wall was fucking crazy.
Down South Hustlers, Slim
Thug.
Yeah,
Slim Thug and Paul Wall. Like, Slim Thug and Paul Wall. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, 16 Zips. Like even though Boys in the Hood was so high energy and so big and huge. Like 16 Zips wasn't that much of a drop off.
No.
You know, to be honest.
There's not much of a drop off to
And that was the thing about this thing that kind of I won't say surprised me, but that I enjoyed, is that it really maintained that same energy and pacing throughout. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, like, cause that's really hard to do it without it becoming samey.
It is. It's extremely hard to do without it becoming samey. But you know, like, the beats, even though they were all trap beats, they gave you slightly different vibrations. I'm pulling for words here, okay? But it was all within your 100% right, the same energy level. Mm-hmm. Like, if some were at 100, because I agree, Boys in the Hood is at 100 level, 16 Zips is like 97. Ask Your Bitch again around there, no matter what I would say around there, again, Money, Power, Respect. Let's see, how did that? Okay, that brought it down a little bit. But it's still still hard
that,
hitting.
That was a good bring down. Like, kind of like it give you was. A break. Yeah.
But it's still energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it to you like this, Ken. That no matter what, I know I got to go back to it. Because that shit is a strip club song.
Which one?
No Matter What. With T.I.?
Oh, yeah.
Man, like, that's all they're going to... Bro, Can this look? This nigga, Young Dolph, and his whole paper route empire. And then you even
that
see,
almost sounds like a T.I. beat.
Which one?
No Matter What.
No Matter What. It sounds like a down south trap beat.
I mean, yeah, but
it's perfect for T.I.
Yeah,
perfect for T.I.
Yeah, no, it is. I thought Trap Nigga was dope too.
Trap Nigga is hard.
Yeah, that shit was dope too. She said she wanted a Trap Nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Dolph, man. Like 2015, and the thing about this is that because I had stopped following him as time went on, and
I hadn't even been on Dolph at that time. Yeah. Like I didn't get on Dolph till about like maybe 2018-19. Mm. So it was later for me.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the thick of Dead End, so there's no way this would even, you mm-hmm. know, come close to. I mean, you know, you're aware of things that are coming out, but there was no way I would even find time to even get to it. So this is actually, this may actually be my first time listening to this shit, honestly. Because I don't recall playing this before then, which is crazy, but it's not all that crazy. But yeah, man, I totally missed out. In 2015, like, I love to go see what the fuck I was listening to back then.
But, okay, Trap Niggas is also another joint that I think is a strip club joint. To me, okay, there's 12 songs on here. Can't 8 of these should be in a strip club.
Mm.
It's just, it's one of those hard-banging, high-energy. In all honesty, even in a group setting, it's hard. When you drive in, it's hard. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, it's one of those joints that people are going to react to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you put this on, whether you like this music or not, you're going to react to it.
Yeah. The only one I wasn't too high on was Ask Your Bitch.
Why you ain't like
that one? Was the one that didn't have that much of a trap beat, at least trap beat in the sense of in terms of how the other ones sound.
Yeah, this one was a little different.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. I mean, everything else just
but
slaps.
It's still bouncy though.
It is bouncy. It is bouncy. It is bouncy. Yeah. Yeah, but nah, this shit go hard.
Money, Power, Respect. That shit loud as hell.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I fuck with Dolph, man. I've been saying it. And remember, Ken, when before we even did a Young Dolph week, I was the one that brought the Dolph project. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, look, man, this shit hard, Ken. Because mm-hmm. back early in March, man, I listened to that Dumb and Dumber. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, we got to review this. This is too hard. This is way too hard. But this is also hard as well. So I'm glad that we're going backwards as well with Young Dolph Week, RIP. Y'all already know what it is. 12 songs, 41 minutes. Ken, you got favorites on here?
Yeah, Boys in the Hood, 16 Zips, Addicted. Love Jada on that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir.
No Matter What, and All She Wanna Do.
For me, give me Boys in the Hood, give me 16 Zips, give me No Matter What, give me Money, Power, Respect, give me Addicted, give me Trap Nigga. But you guys already know what it is. Young Dolph Week, we turn it up, all the way up. It is what it is. We in here. Make sure you catch us tomorrow as we can not conclude. We still got a couple more Dolph projects mm-hmm. to go. But yeah, catch us back tomorrow. DE365, you know what it is, 2022 on the way. We out. Peace.
Peace.